You know, I think every championship, no matter if it's Donegal or anywhere, is extremely hard to win. You know, we're just delighted to get over the line this year, to be honest with you. You know, it was a great feeling after the final whistle went in the pitch and taking the cup back to the town. You know, it was an unbelievable feeling. So we're just delighted to get over the line.
They're really good days for the club, aren't they? I mean, you look at the amount of guys that you have in county panels, and then the lads that aren't on county panels aren't too bad either.
No, you know, we like to think we've a good enough team in Kilkeara as we do at the minute, you know, but I suppose after the game, you know, when people are coming up and hugging you and kissing you, you know, and people are coming up actually nearly crying in tears, you know, it's what it's all about. You know, I think that's what the GAA is all about. It was just phenomenal, and then the celebrations back in Kilkeara that night was something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
I hope you're not still celebrating, because you've an Ulster quarter final against Scotstown this weekend. Now, it's in Clonus. I mean, you've played in Clonus obviously loads before, especially with Donegal. But I suppose there'll be a huge Monaghan crowd there, but obviously there'll be a huge crowd travelling from Donegal. Donegal people are so passionate that they just won't be coming from Kilkeara to this match. They'll be coming from right around the county now.
Yeah, no, it's a match we're really looking forward to. You know, I suppose it's unknown territory for Kilkeara, you know, so it is. But we're really, really looking forward to, you know, Scotstown's going to be a huge match. But, you know, as a footballer and as a team, you want to be playing against the best players and the best teams in Ireland. And we believe we're coming up against one of the best teams and players in Ireland this weekend in Scotstown, so we do. So it's not going to be easy. Scotstown, as I said, probably go into it hot favourites. But we're really looking forward to it, you know. We like to think that if we perform, it'll take a good team to beat us on any given day. So it's up over to ourselves to perform.
When did it set in after the county final win that you had to turn your attentions to this? I mean, you know, when you win titles, they don't come easily, and they don't come too often maybe for Kilkeara either. You know, you want to celebrate them well, but you obviously have to get your feet back in the ground too.
Yeah, no, you know, I suppose the boys, we all celebrated it at Sunday, you know, and went into Monday a wee bit, so we did. But no, we actually, we had a final league match there yesterday, so we did on Sunday as well. So we had to get back to base. You know, we go back training on Wednesday and Thursday and get back and get our teeth into the league match of the weekend, and now getting our teeth into Scotstown.
And league and championship wins, of course, as well, so you have the momentum now going into this match. You would have been thankful to take one cup, but it seems that you want to take every cup that you can now, and obviously there's an Ulster one next up for grabs.
Oh, well, I suppose, you know, first and foremost, it was a great week in the club's history, so it was. You know, the club never actually won the league and championship in the one year, and the reserves actually won the league as well the same day, so it was a great week in the history of Kilkeara. But you have to
no
turn
work done, I'd say.
No, there's plenty of work done as well. We got that done. But no, listen, it was, you have to turn your attention now to Ulster Club. We're there, and we may as well give it a go, and we are there, and we'll be trying our best.
Do you have to do anything different, do you think, when it comes out of the provincial championships? I mean, I mentioned there a lot of your games were on TV, so there's no lack of footage for Scotstown on Nye. Might be as much maybe in reverse.
I suppose, as I said, it's unknown territory to us, so we'll know more on Sunday if you have to do things differently. But we're going to have to, you know, every game, no matter if it's inside the county or outside the county, takes on a life of its own, and you have to do things differently. You know, I suppose even this year in Donegal, every single game was different. Some of them was more attacking, some of them more defensive, but that's the way. No more on Sunday. The game will take a life of its own, and we just have to make sure we're up to the pace of it and hope we come out the right end.
Have you much in terms of injuries now? I mean, that's one thing with games following so thick and fast, and I suppose the time of the year it is, pitches can be heavy. I mean, we've had some of the worst storms ever inside the last week as well. Probably a good time to go celebrating actually when you're stuck inside. But you know, how are things on that front in terms of injuries at the moment?
Oh, thankfully, actually, we're extremely lucky in Kilkeara that we've no injuries at all. You know, we're actually extremely lucky. You know, we're extremely lucky actually with immigration as well, so we are, you know, to be fair to all the businesses in Kilkeara. You know, they give great employment. You know, I know even the business I work in, OGT, employs six of the team, you know, so it's great. You know, we're extremely lucky in Kilkeara that we have that. On the injuries front, we're extremely lucky, we've a great medical team, so we do, and thankfully we've no injuries.
If we go back to this weekend and Scotstown as well, the key thing I suppose is, especially in Ulster, these championships mirror everything else that happens in Ulster. You just can't take for granted who's going to win a match. If it was an Antrim side, obviously St. Gall's, they're not involved this year, but they were there for a number of years and doing well. The county name that's beside the club name doesn't matter in this regard.
No, it means nothing, you know. It's a great competition, first and foremost. You know, I suppose it'd be huge if you could to get a win in it. Even never mind to win the whole competition. You know, but we're extremely looking forward to it as a club. You know, as I said, the players playing for Kilkear at the minute have never experienced anything and ever playing in Ulster club. So we're really looking forward to it. You know, we're gonna give it our best. You know, and hopefully it'll go the right way. It's not going to be easy. As I said, Scotstoun's one of the big teams, the names you're on about. Scotstoun are one of them names the last number of years they are. So it's going to be huge, but we're really looking forward to it.